Monday, it's time for the Clean Joke on WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, and today we're doing a special Beatles show in commemoration of the Beatles, the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show back on February 9th, 1964. And Lauren Stafford is here, and Lauren, you going to get into this groove too?
Well, of course. You know, nobody realizes this, but we made everybody and staff dress up as one of the Beatles today.
Oh, yeah?
So everybody's in costume, and it's Beatle themed. Everything is Beatle themed. Can you guess who I am?
Ringo.
Oh, goodness.
Well, at least I didn't say Yoko.
True. Darn, I should have dressed up as Yoko.
She's
Mine
not one of the Beatles anyway.
No, she's not.
What do you have?
So in
you got a good Beatles joke?
Fashion, I do. I actually have a couple. You know, there's not that many Beatles jokes out there.
Uh-huh.
I actually had to do quite a bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
More one-liners. You know, there's not a lot of long jokes. So I found four of the funniest and PC Beatles jokes I could
Were these like things
find.
That were said by John, maybe?
Yeah, right, exactly, right. You know, things that were not, that were, of course, cleared by me.
Okay.
All right.
Here they are. I can't wait.
All right.
Lay it on me.
How can you tell if you have an authentic Beatles shirt?
I don't know.
When it has a Ringo around the collar.
Uh-huh. That's not very good.
I really hope the Beatles don't try and reunite like all those other veteran rock bands. They'd only be half the band they used to be.
Oh, my goodness. That's
when did
terrible.
Paul McCartney write silly love songs?
I'm not sure, but I wish he hadn't.
1962 all the way through 2005. And
that's
finally...
True. And he's still writing them.
And he still writes them.
All the way through 2014.
Really, still the present. Finally, how many Beatles does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Four. John to come up with a light bulb, Paul to claim half of the light bulb, George to complain his light bulbs are never considered, and Ringo to actually change the light bulb.
I love that. That's good. George was such a talent, and they never let him include his songs on the albums, you know?
George and his light bulbs.
Yeah, I mean, he was really, really good, but, you know, he didn't come into his own really until, you know, late in the Beatles' duration and also afterwards, you know?
Well, the Beatles, definitely, I love them. I grew up listening to them. My dad, I love the Beatles.
Your dad taught you well.
He did. He passed on his collection of Beatles CDs to me, and, I mean, that's pretty much all I listened to in my young teen.
Well, your dad and I grew up in the same era.
Exactly.
And not in the same place, but in the same era. And so we were both equally affected by the Beatles, I guess. And
exactly.
I'm glad to know he's passed it down a generation.
He definitely has.
Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
Happy Beatles Day.
Take care.
Yep.